Time now for your letters. Patrick Lannan of Oakland, California, spoke for a number of you when he commented on our story last week about the death of a U.S. soldier in Iraq. I write to thank you for covering the funeral of Chief Warrant Officer Kieran Kennedy, he writes. It is important for families who mourn to know that others stand with them in support. I find the contrast between our nation's public observation of grief after 9/11 and the private observation of grief for our dead in Iraq striking. I hope the parents of our servicemen will receive the support of an entire nation in the same way we honor the New York City Fire Department. Christopher Elliott's commentary last week about the airline industry's procedures being as outdated as turboprops prompted Richard Boggs of Seattle to write. Turboprops are far from dated, he writes, in the sense of their being representative of a failure of the industry to improve its service. The turboprop engine is the most fuel-efficient, reliable, and economical means of propulsion for a large proportion of domestic flights. Turboprops have enabled airlines to serve communities which would otherwise have little or no direct access to air transportation. Turboprops represent the best application of a continuously improving technology to the part of the market where pure jet propulsion is inefficient and expensive. Finally, Hal Cannon's report on motorized bicycles on the Bonneville Salt Flats brought in a few letters, including this one from Laurie Lovely of Davis, California. After a long work week, I was enjoying my 40-minute interstate commute when the story about the Golden Eagle bicycle motors was aired. When our hero outpaced the Lycra-clad cyclists, I was smiling broadly, but I actually laughed out loud as the Steppenwolf button played at the end of the story. Thanks for getting my day off to a great start. And Phil Hammerslaw of Essex Junction, Vermont, added, "It was great to hear your piece on the Eagle bicycle as a healthy alternative to getting around for folks who see bicycling as too much work. The bicycle represents a great way to beat traffic jams, parking hassles, and road rage. And if you think you can't bicycle in inclement weather, the gear that keeps you warm and dry costs a lot less than a car." We welcome your comments. You can write to us at wesun@npr.org. That's WESUN@npr.org. Please include where you live and how to pronounce your name.